Psalm 101, a Psalm of David. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. How consecrated are you unto the Lord? How serious are you about walking in purity and uprightness before Him in all ways? How clean is your house? Are your home and family and children truly dedicated unto the Lord? If Jesus Christ walked into your home unexpectedly and unannounced, would He be pleased with what He would find? If He thoroughly examined everything in your home and all the programs and content that you and every member of your family view, whether openly or in secret, in all your devices, would everything be pure and acceptable to Him? Or would He find wickedness and evil in those that have turned aside from the path of righteousness? Well, David was a man who purposed to make his life and his house places of praise and worship and honor and purity and wisdom and truth. He purposed to have his life and his house to have no lies, no slander, no wickedness, no evil, no turning aside out of the way, no pride, no blasphemy, and no deceit. He sang of mercy and of judgment unto the Lord Most High. He behaved himself wisely in a perfect way, and walked with a perfect heart in his house. He would not accommodate wickedness in his home. He found no entertainment in such things. He would not harbor or be friends with anyone who was a liar or would cut people down behind their backs. He had no place for such fools and prideful wicked men in his kingdom. His eyes and his heart was towards those who were humble, honest, and faithful to God and before man. Those who walked in a perfect way. And he sought to cut off all wicked doers and liars out of Jerusalem, the beloved city of God. Now if David had such an heart as merely a man living in Jerusalem on the earth, how much more do you think our Lord Jesus Christ, the greater David, the God-man, would have such zeal of purity, holiness, and righteousness towards his Father's house in Jerusalem, which is above. Oh, to be part of the true church of Jesus Christ, to be part of the house of the living God, is no light, careless, or sinful thing. The zeal of Christ's Father's house eats him up, and he will tolerate no wickedness or deceit or slander within it. So let us be like David, and set our lives and our homes in order. Let our homes be homes of praise and purity and holiness and truth. And let us put away all evil from our homes, so that the Holy Spirit of promise will not be grieved. May our hearts, our lives, our families, and our homes truly be perfect and pure in the eyes of the One whose eyes are as a flame of fire, the One who searches the hearts and reins of His people. May our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven be both welcome and content to dwell in our homes at all times and forever. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Psalm 101.